President Bush has announced plans to increase federal support for social services run by churches and other religious institutions. Commentator Peter Edelman urges caution.
We've had public funding for religiously affiliated help for decades, and the idea of communities taking a major share of responsibility to help their less fortunate neighbors is a bedrock American principle. Yet there are two sets of concerns with the president's plan, one that's getting a lot of attention and one that's not. First, we are a deeply religious nation, but from the very beginning, we've held firmly that government will not promote or endorse religion, coerce anyone to participate in religion, or become excessively entangled in religious affairs. Catholic Charities and others have received public money for a long time, but through nonprofit affiliates. Under the Bush plan, public funds would go directly to churches, synagogues, or mosques. It would be too easy for funds to be diverted to religious uses. People who seek help may be subjected to unwanted proselytizing, and the churches themselves should be concerned about being forced to dance to the government's tune. Bear in mind the examples raised by Democrats during confirmation hearings for John Ashcroft. Some church-affiliated child care centers claimed immunity from state regulations on health and safety. These pitfalls are real. If this becomes law as it's now described, we're going to see a lot of litigation. My second concern goes even deeper, if that's possible. This phrase, faith-based, is being used as if it's a magic wand. Wave it, and abracadabra, all the problems of the less fortunate can be solved. Some can be, no doubt about it. Many of us long have said that caring adults make a huge difference in the lives of disadvantaged young people. But let's not lose the larger context. Why is 1 in 6 American children growing up in poverty? It's mainly because parents are unable to earn enough from working to support them. President Bush twice mentioned the word poverty in his inaugural address. If he wants to follow through, he needs to focus on the whole picture and not rely only on religious groups. This means he must make sure that tax relief benefits all families who need help. A realistic strategy also means the government must help families get health coverage, child care, and adequate housing. So we need to take care with this faith-based initiative. Pardon the pun, but the devil is truly in the details.
The comments of Peter Edelman, a Georgetown University law professor and author of Searching for America's Heart, RFK, and the Renewal of Hope.